Safety first. Oregon State.
Speaking of safety first, know what you're getting into before you turn on the game.
That was a tough one, man.
Look, man, coming into this season, it looked like my Falcons were going to be a decent little academy squad.
And they're not.
They have underperformed drastically based on expectations. Yeah. They are not good, and they're very injured. And they humiliated Oregon State.
28-0 was the score.
I mean, that, look, playing academies, it's its own beast. It is. But my God, you got embarrassed by the worst academy this year, and they don't have a guy that breaks your back like Army and Navy do.
Yeah. I mean, that was about as bad as it could go for Oregon State. Especially when you have the game start the way it did with one of those death march drives, right? A true academy drive. You go 11 plays, 75 yards, touchdown, and then you go 3 and out. Like, that is, that was it. 18 plays run in the first half for Oregon State. 18.
Oh, man.
Period. That's the word you're looking for is
gross.
It was. And that was one of those games where for Oregon State, you're like, this year was about, all right, can we build hope? Can we keep hope alive? Can we keep some sort of momentum going in the right direction? Because it was all heading in a positive direction last year before Jonathan Smith left, right? Even with the future of the conference in flux, you're like, hey, we've got a coach. We've got talent that we have developed here. And obviously, Jonathan Smith leaving and the mass exodus that followed, that hurt Oregon State. But then you come out the start of the year and you start 4-1. And because of all the defections, the war of attrition was going to be one that Oregon State was not going to be able to win. They needed to stay healthy and they needed to be healthy in order for them to sustain success. And the amount of injuries they got, starting really in that second game of the year against San Diego State, and then they continued to pile up against Oregon, and then you started to see slowly the wheels were falling off despite two wins after that Oregon game. And this was far and away the lowest point that you've seen from this Oregon State team. Because 28-0, the fact that you could not get anything going, it did not look like you were in rhythm in any sense, really, throughout the course of the game. That's a tough pill to swallow if you're the Beavs. You only throw for 106 yards. You rush for 69, which is nice. But at 2.9 yards per carry, you accumulated 177 yards of offense. That leaves you with a tough, bitter taste in your mouth, right? You take into account penalty yards, where you had 3 for 25, clean game, academy game, clean game. The success just wasn't there. 2 of 10 on third down, 1 of 4 on fourth down. The offense is anemic right now. And for Trent Bray, he has a monumental task ahead of him, because it is to keep this thing on the rails, and it starts with that belief.
I don't think anything. I mean, there's been some different things. I mean, where we're playing with a lot of guys that at the time.
Uh-oh, it stopped.
You know, as coaches, you definitely have to. I've always said as a coach, you know, the player's successes are theirs and their failures are ours. So we got to look at it that way. You know, how do we continue to improve as coaches as well? Because that's definitely, it's never just on the coaches, on the players. It's a group. And we all win and lose together. So we all have to look at what do we need to get better at, whether I'm a coordinator and how am I setting up the game plan and calling in game, is that giving us the best chance for success? Then at each position group, you know, what are the things that I'm teaching them that we're not getting done that I got to make sure I emphasize more? That's a constant process that, again, when you lose like we've lost the last 5 weeks, it's never just one thing. And it's certainly not just the players. So absolutely, I challenge myself and the coaches to come up with a better way to get these guys to perform at the level we know they're capable of.
I appreciate that out of Trent.
How you've lost the last 5 weeks.
Yep. Yep. I mean, it's been rough is an understatement, because just looking at the way, when you say that, the way that we've lost the last 5 weeks, that takes into account the first one of this losing streak was that game against Nevada where didn't McCoy have 4 interceptions in that game, but you still had a chance. Even you had a puncher's chance to win that game at the end, and you were on the road. And then UNLV, which is now a ranked team, you lose by a score to UNLV. And then it really was the Cal game where the wheels started to fall off of this team. And I appreciate, though, Trent Bray, you know, it's what we're doing as coaches too, right? Like, when you have the failures pile up the way that they have with this team this year, and well, this week especially, there was no good out of it. Like, Air Force had the ball for 41 minutes.
Yeah, and you had Marysville, Washington's own Dylan Carson ran the ball himself more than Oregon State did.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a tough time. Outgain, you're not just in the run game, you expect to get outrushed by Air Force, but they threw for more yards than you. They pick up 23 first downs to your 9 first downs in the entire game.
They death marched you for 45 minutes.
I think it was 1 first down in the first half. Is that right?
It was 28-0. The only thing that underscores is that Air Force doesn't have the athletes to punch it in over and over and over again. That's you're lucky that Air Force doesn't have a guy like Army or Navy does right now, because you might have had 50 hung up on you because they couldn't stop them.
That game was discouraging. Yeah. By any and every measure for Oregon State.
With the way the season started, and yes, the battle of attrition and all that, like, there's no excuse to losing the Air Force. There's just not.
There's
not. There's no.
Not like that.
Not like this.
Not like that.
Look.
I mean, they support
academy,
the troops.
Look, an academy team can be good. Look at Army and Navy this year. Yeah. They can be good. They can be disruptive. They can be a real pain in the rear. But when they're not, and they don't have a dude back there that is killing you, and you still get dog walked like this, there's no looking at what Air Force did. It's looking at what you couldn't do.
This is a mirror game.
Yeah, that is all this is. And look, Beef fans, I know you guys are mad at me because I'm USC guy and blah, 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 blah. I got nothing but love for you. I want you guys to end up on your feet. I want you to do well. This is bad. Like, this is really, really bad.
Bleak.
Bleak. The only way this is worse is if you're losing to, like, App State. Legitimately.
No, App State's a bowl team. Not anymore.
But you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Like you're losing to an FCS
Idaho
team.
State.
Yeah, like, that's...
This one did feel... It was comparable, and it felt like the Eastern Washington loss.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Brighter days ahead. As Orange Joe guy says, baseball season's right around the corner. Right?
Let's hope
basketball team's playing.
Let's hope they're good.